Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. She should be a special sword. Mary Rasa Sheyichli Rishmas. Marcesa Bas Mishmur, 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 Bas Orna Adel, Chus Rafuas, Rus Victor Bas Tila Ravida, Moshe Ben Shnina, Raisa Moshe Mordechai, Brachat Sachem Mosei Adeyem, Nekezu Bas Rachel Esther, Brachat Sachem Mosei Adel, Zah Bas Chanadina, Brachat Sachem Mosei Adel, Chai Tzalachat Tzea, And Maras Rachel Esther Bas Sheva, Brachat Sachem Mosei Adel, Chai Tzalachat Tzea. In the previous shiur, we saw Tosfos, who holds that the reason you don't have to be Choshish Min Adin that there's an oines is because in most cases there is no oines. They argue with Rabbeinu Tam, as we saw in the previous shiur. So Rabbeinu Tam holds that you're samech the mute, that there is an oines to the cheskes eishes ish. You have to be chosh for oines. So says no, there's a rov. Because Hillel holds we don't say smoch mute lechazak even lechumra. And they can follow the rov, but we have to understand why do they need to come onto the reason of rov? Why don't they just like what we said in the previous shiur? It's a vadei maisa gerushin, and it's only a suffik oinus. Vein suffik motzi mide vadei. Ein suffik oinus motzi mide vadei heter, so she should be mutter. So apparently Tosis doesn't hold to that. You have to understand why. So says the Rosh Hashivas, it's as follows. You explain this based on the Rambam. The Rambam, in the first parak of Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Aleph, enumerates the 10 things that are the Ikar Gerushin in the Torah. One of them is that the man has to be Megarish Miritzoinoi. In Halacha Beis, the Rambam writes that this is learned from the Pasuk of Lo Simsachein Be'inov. And this teaches that he's only Megarish Miritzoinoi. So we have to understand what's the reason that we require a Pasuk, Be'asiyas Chalois Gerushin, that we require his Ratzoin. Harei B'chol HaToyra Kula, you can only do a Chalois if you have Ratzon HaOiseh. You don't need a pasuk that you can only be moche b'ritzoyne. Why do you need a pasuk that you can only make a chalois gerushin l'ritzoyne? So the Rosh Hashiva explained in numerous places, kedushin in simin vav, anav beis, oz beis, and simin mem beis, oz zayin, that in the chalois of kinyonim, you have to do that kno midaito m'ritzono amuchlot. You have to have absolute das, but you don't need to desire the chalois mecher. You have to have a kno midaito v'ritzono amuchlot, but you don't have to want there to be a chalois mecher. And you need this das to be part of the chalois mechira. But you don't need that he should be desirous of the chalois. And there's an afkamina in this, also see Simon Nunhei in the Shari Chaim, knows Gimel. Nevertheless, by Gerushin, there's an additional chiddush from this pasuk, and that is that it's not enough that the person should desire the maisa Gerushin, but rather we need more than that. He has to want the chalois gerushin. He has to want her to leave his house, to be expelled from his house. And this rotzoin of the gerushin is part of the etzem ha-maisa. In other words, the din rotzoin shebechol ha-toira is not part of the etzem ha-maisa. It just helps. It enables the chalois to be chal, to be poil the chalos, to activate the change in halachic status. But by gerushin, the chiddush is from this pasuk that the rotzoin is part and parcel of the maisa gerushin, like the other asorah dvorim ayin sham. So according to this, when a person is anus begerushin, you don't have to come onto the din as anus rachmana patre. But rather, as long as he's anus, we lack one of the aseres hadvarim that are required for gerushin. And that's ratzon, even though the gerushin itself he wanted, he gave the get. But nevertheless, he's anus bekiyum atnai, even though there's no chisorn of the gemilus das of the gerushin, because the tanai is a side thing, it's a zaitikazach, it's a milsachrisi, as we've discussed at length elsewhere. Nevertheless, the rotzon for the chalois gerushin you don't have over here, and therefore there's a suffix in the etzma maisa, because he needs a rotzon that there should be a chalois gerushin. So yes, he wanted to give the get, he wanted there to be a gerushin, but now he doesn't want there to be a chalois gerushin. So memela, it's a suffix in the etzma maisa gerushin. So now we can say that by suffek oines, since there's a suffek if he has rotzon for gerushin, it's not like a suffek min hatzad. It's a suffek bigger maisa gerushin. So don't tell me that the gerushin is vadai and this the oines is suffek. They know suffek motzi midei vadai. No, the gerushin isn't a vadai to start with, because he might not want it. Therefore, Tosis didn't accept the reason of Ein Savik Ones Motzim Devadei Heter. And they instead came on to the reason of Rov. In most cases, no, that's why it's a get. But not because it's a vaday get, because not a vaday get. That ain't suffik motzi midei vaday, because if he didn't want it, that doesn't make it a vaday get. Rather, you say that in Rov cases, there wasn't an onus, and therefore he wanted it. So by other chaluyot, like by kinyanim, the suffik onus isn't part of the ikara maisa. So you have a maisa kinyan gamur, and then you have a suffik if there's a ratzon. So that's the maisa is a vada, and whether or not there's a ratzon is a suffik, and suffik motzi midei vaday. But here the suffik is in the etzem maisa, and therefore the maisa isn't chal. So you can't say that if there's a suffik ikara maisa, that it's a vada gerushin. There's no vada gerushin. If he didn't want it, it didn't start. Uladas rabbeinu tam, that you can't be matir her mitam roiv. And we explain the lididei that according to rabbeinu tam, the heter is because suffik oines eino metze midei vada maisa gerushin shelefaneinu. So he doesn't necessarily argue that he saw in the Rambam that the Ratzon is part of the Ikara Maisa, because we can say that this is only Shayich if the Nidon was, as he understands the Gerushin itself, then there would be a suffix in the Ikara Maisa. Mashen came over here that Be'etzim at Gerushin there was Ratzon Gamor, and you have the 10 Dvarim Shel that Gerushin requires, and the suffix Ones is a suffix B'kiyu Matznai. And the Tanai is a Milsachri, see, it's something else. And therefore, you don't know, all you have here is the din of Oynes HaChamon HaPatri. You don't have the din of, special din of Gerushin, of not having Ratzin, because the Gerushin was done glat. You just have a Suffolk at the end. Maybe there's Oynes HaChamon HaPatri. So we say that Suffolk, Oynes HaChamon HaPatri, is not Moitzi Midei Vadei. So there's a Vadei Maisa Gerushin here, according to Rabbeinu Tam. And there's a Suffolk, if there was an Oynes of Oynes HaChamon HaPatri to be Moitzi, and Suffolk Moitzi Midei Vadei. So that would be the Svara of Rabbeinu Tam. So no. There's a suffix in the Etzem Maisa Gerushin. Now we've discussed the Chiddush of the Ma'arik. The Ma'arik, in Sherish Kuf Samuch Zayin, says that in Eish HaSi she was Mezaneh B'Shegeg. She said that it was mutter for her to be with this man. She thought maybe it's Purim. So today everything's mutter. Yeah, so she sleeps with another guy, one of the tzlan, not her husband. She thought it was mutter. Aser, she said to her husband, why? She was unfaithful. She cheated. So all you need is that she knows she was cheating, and that's it, even if she thought it was mutter. Sometimes mutter to cheat. Maybe. She thought. Sometimes in life, maybe. But maybe not. But she thought it was mutter in this case. So even though she was Oymeres mutter, she's still also. Why? Because she was mobile mal. And this is not just a chiddush in the din shogeges, that Oymeres mutter is not included in the heter of shogeges. But rather it's a gilui bigger yisod esu shadi asnus. That it's not the maises nus that asus, it's the malabon mal that asus. And the maises nus is teich a timsi, it's a means for the malabon mal. And according to this, an anus is mutter lebaila, is mutter for this very reason. Since she's anus and she was mizana leritzaina, there's no malabon mal. So the yisod never starts. According to this, even though the Yintainus Oynus Bekiyum Atznai Oynus V'Ratzin B'Yachid Choshev Oynus, like we saw, we've discussed this in the past, the Shirim Rabbi, the Sheet of Pnei Yeshua, who says that the Cholav, that if he gets sick, so it says Meisa in a get, but Cholav is a get. Why is Cholav get? It was an onus. Excuse me, chola ain't a get. If he's chola, so if he's chola, it's not a get. If we say shayin is begitten, why? Because he's a tiny sinus. Chola. So that's the Pnei Yeshua. Maybe he also had a rotzen. Maybe he had a rotzen together with the own. Maybe he wouldn't have come anyway. Therefore, it should be a get. So from here you see that onus and ratzon together is considered onus. So if Sophie was onus. We discussed this at length in Shirim. That's the Pnei Yehoshua. So according to what we said, even though the Nitainus onus bekiyum atznai, onus and ratzon is considered onus, like the Yisod of the Pnei Yehoshua, nevertheless, And why is that? Because the etzem ha-maisa is a maisa ba'ones, and therefore the get is batal. Nevertheless, by znus of eishes ish, which is ones and chotzen together, she's asur to her husband. Why? Since she was nevelas b'rtzoina, she willingly did it. There was also an element of rotzen. So there's a mala b'ma. Even though the maisa was a maisa b'ones, she's asur. Since the mala b'ma asurs her. And the maisa hechatim sir mala b'ma. So even if the maisa was bonus, there's also a mala b'ma, which she also wants. It's a big chiddush. There's both onus and chatzin. She's a surah because there was an element of mala b'ma. That's all we need. So based on what we explain, that the onus begerushin is not mitin onus chachmona patre, so therefore you would have, oh, you say there's an onus, you're off the hook. Doesn't count. Maisa doesn't count. That's not pshat. Pshat is that chatzin begerushin is part of the etzem maisa gerushin. And therefore, if there's onus, there's no ratzon, and there's no gerushin. So if so, we have to understand. Why, if there's onus and ratzon together, b'kiyum ha-tnai shel gerushin, why is that considered onus? V'arei kol shanu donim ala ratzon mitzad atzmoi. You talk about the ratzon, onus and ratzon, there is ratzon. Even though there's also onus, like we see by Mama Beisha. When she's moil b'bayli, even though it's rotzen, was also involved, also rotzen. And that rotzen is considered a rotzen, so here also. Why, if there's onus and rotzen together, b'kiyum ha-tanai shel gerushin, why is that considered onus? There's also rotzen involved. So that should be considered kiyum ha-tanai. And therefore she should be divorced. The answer is that when it comes to gerushin, oines is a chitzaron mitzad the maisa. That a maisa that's done by oines can't be poel. Midin oines achmona patre. It's b'chal not a maisa. It's considered honest. And the gerushin isn't chal. Why? Because you have the p'tur of onus rachmana patre. In addition to, what do we need? We have two aspects here. We spoke about the rotzen of the gerushin being part and parcel of the maisa ha-gerushin. And if it's only onus, then you have no ratzon. But if it's onus and ratzon together, then you have ratzon. And it should be a good gerushin. Just like a mala b'ma, as long as you have a ratzon, she's considered that she cheated on her husband. However, maisa and ratzon are two parts of the gerushin. So as far as the Ratzon goes, we said Ratzon is part and parcel of the Maisa Gerushin, Onus and Ratzon together. So as long as you have Ratzon. But what about the Maisa Gerushin? Is a Maisa that's done with Onus considered a valid Maisa? The answer is no. When it comes to Mala Bo Mala, as long as there's Mila, there's Mila. She cheated, she cheated. So we don't care that there was also an element of onus. But here by gerushin, we need it to be a proper maisa gerushin. It's not a proper maisa gerushin if there was onus involved. And let's say there was a suffix whether or not there was onus. Maybe there was no ratzon. It's a suffix onus. So what do we say? Like we said before. You want to say that there's a vadei gerushin here. No, there isn't a vadei gerushin. So in order there to be a vadei gerushin, you need there to be ratzon. And a suffik onus is a suffik be'etzem ha-ratzon. Be'etzem ha-ratzon is the etzem ha-gerushin. So onus and ratzon doesn't work because it's a chisaron in the maisa gerushin. He's honest mitzad the chelik ha'maisa atzma. And when it comes to safek ones, there we say it's a safek bikur ha'gerushin, because maybe there wasn't ratzon. If there isn't ratzon, which is one of the chelkei ha'gerushin, it's not gerushin. And if you know there was ratzon, but you also know there was ones, so that's a suffix in the Maisa Gerushin. Not only a suffix, but he's Onus in the Maisa Gerushin. And Onus Rachmana Patre, there you come out to Onus Rachmana Patre. And where you don't know whether or not there was an Onus? So you did the proper Maisa, but you don't know, maybe there was an Onus involved. That's a chisaron in the. Yeah, maybe you see a good maaser, right? But there was a suffix whether or not there was onus. So that's a problem with the rotzim. Because the chelik ha-rotzim, which is also part of the chelik ha-gerushin. If you have a suffix in the ikar maaser gerushin, so that's not a gerushin anymore. Okay, there's a ton more to say about this sugya. But we gave some food for thought, and Amir Tzashem, Yiratzon Shenizkeh Lachzor V'Lishnayis Perek Zeh. Thank you so much for listening, sweetest friends. Shalom, shalom.